okay? If you afraid, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. Happy Thursday, the dawn of a new era here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Got a lot to get to on today's show. Of course, senior staff writer Andrew Gribble, the Gribs, will be with us at 1:30. 2 o'clock, Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report, NFL draft analyst, will call us up. He just did a complete 7-round mock, which you can find at Bleacher Report. We'll talk to him about that and also the Randy Gregory fallout. Same with Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM. NFL Network analyst, had some insight on the Browns-Sam Bradford negotiations, as well as other things about the draft and this Browns roster. What Ray Farmer and company have done, we'll talk to him at 2:30. Our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day are as follows, and we'll get to all of them. Number one, Texgate, the report, the penalties will be severe. What does that mean? We will try to kind of shed some light on that, or at least kind of say, you know, what we think based on historical precedents, etc. Number two. Randy Gregory, considered maybe the best edge rusher in this draft, or at least certainly in the top three, a guy that was slated to go top 10, failed a drug test at the combine for marijuana. I know that he is a favorite of this team. I know that he's a guy that people love to see, fastest off the edge in this entire draft, could be a great pure pass rusher along the lines of an Aldon Smith. He fails a test for marijuana. He could easily be there at 19 for the Browns now. Do you take that plunge? If you're a Browns, knowing what's happened with Josh Gordon, what's happened with Johnny Manziel, do you take Randy Gregory? Can Ray Farmer take Randy Gregory? And I say yes.
I say yes, too.
I say yes.
Now, Randy Gregory, I'll say prior to maybe the last 5 days, 7 days, has been a top five, if not a sure-in lock inside the top 10.
Yep.
And he's tumbled a little bit as of late, and now this has come out. And it becomes a more of a realistic possibility that he would be available for sure at 12, which would be a stretch for us at 12. But now also at 19, that would be a significant bargain. And again, I believe it was someone on Twitter, and I recall their name, but it's like, just stay off the weed, man.
Yes.
Stay off the weed. And that's the one thing that Randy Gregory, who has not been in the NFL yet, will learn as an NFL veteran – or even an NFL football player, you know, two times a year when that test is coming. Smoke all you want after that test. Smoke all you want after the following test. But you know within a, 45 to 30-day window is what I'm told, because I do not partake in that in any way, shape, or form, for it to completely get out of your system, that – that means that this dude is smoking weed while he's running 40s and agility drills and working on his bench press to get ready for the combine.
So why would you guys want him? Clearly the guy knows. You know you're going to get tested at the combine. So why are you smoking?
It's ridiculous.
You know,
it's funny. Like, NFL teams don't care if players smoke weed. NFL teams care if players get caught smoking weed. It shows. He says he hasn't smoked since December, which I don't know about
that's
that.
That's crap. I don't buy that either.
Well, not at all.
But now you're red flagged.
That's
now you're going to be in the system.
You'll enter the league in the system.
As Mike Pettine says, you can't win with only choir boys.
I agree, but you can't win with a stupid idiot that'll go to the combine, know you're going to get drug tested, and still do it.
Listen, it's possible. Okay, so what if he slides all the way to the second round? I mean, at some point, at what point does he become worth the risk? You picked up a free first rounder, and you could get the guy who is considered to be the top edge rusher in the draft.
Well, we gave up a second round pick for Josh Gordon. How's that worked out?
A little bit different. Randy Gregory
made
it through. Whoa,
how's it different?
Because Randy Gregory's made it through college. He hasn't been kicked out of every single college that he's been to.
But
what do you mean? It's totally different.
The guy admits he has a problem. Do you really need that headache right now on this football team?
I don't know. That's my question. You're saying no. I'm saying if he got it to 19, I'm taking him.
I think you guys are smoking.
Well, and also, too, and to come to his defense really quickly, and again, I think it'd be a great bargain to get an edge rusher opposite Paul Kruger at 19 that was prospectively a top 10 slam dunk pick as the best athlete. Someone's compared him to actually made, quote-unquote, a better athlete than Jadeveon Clowney, is what the quote was about Randy Gregory is. But here's the fact of the matter is, we'll just hope, and this is, has nothing to do with Cleveland, that wherever he goes, he made a mistake thinking that the weed was out of his system and smoking at the time that he did, knowing the combine was coming and he was going to be tested. He will now, as I've said before, in most cases referencing Josh Gordon, is once you are in the system, he will now know that he has up to X amount of tests in a month. He will also, too, if I don't know.
He's just in the first stage of the new program, so he could fail a couple more tests before he, like, gets in trouble. I just think it's interesting.
But also, too, what's at stake? Now, his career is not yet at stake because he's still going to get drafted. That's a foregone conclusion. But a significant amount of money, his reputation, and more so than anything, his ability to abide by rules and structure come into play simply by failing this test.
Right. To me, it just comes down to what you would want to do. What would you want to do? What would you do? If he's there at 19, what would you do? Gibbs, you would say no. It's just
a hot topic.
Hell no from Gibbs.
No, I mean, I heard Riz talk about this story this morning, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How stupid are you that you clearly don't even care about rules if you're willing to still do it?
Let me go on the record and say I would be shocked if it happens, but I'm saying – it's exactly what this team needs. There are plenty of guys in the league who had problems, but I would be fine. It's exactly what we need.
What about 43rd overall? Would you love him at 43?
At what point, Gibbs, would you take Randy Gregory?
Fielding a call.
Gibbs?
This must be a hot topic. He's taking calls.
He's taking calls. It is a hot topic. People are so excited. People are not on
Dude,
Twitter.
The phones are blowing up.
I'll tell you what, on Twitter, nobody would take him. I do not want the Browns to go anywhere near him.
All right,
him.
So what was the argument?
Are you smoking weed? I said, at what point would you take him?
I wouldn't.
Ever.
No.
So in the seventh round, Randy
Look,
Gregory.
I'm
there,
all about
him.
You want to take guys with a questionable character? Fine. I'm okay with that. But taking a guy that blatantly disrespected the game and the rules, knowing full well that you're going to get tested, and laughs in the face of it and goes and does it, why do I want that guy?
So you agree then to take Leon McFadden over the Honey Badger because of all the incidents that the Honey Badger had at LSU?
Different scenario.
Why?
Did the Honey Badger smoke weed before the combine?
No, but the Honey Badger wasn't even in football. What are you talking about?
What's that?
The Honey Badger was, like, in way bigger trouble throughout his career.
Okay, so was Jameis Winston. But he wasn't stupid enough to do it right before the combine.
So that's your issue. Because
that's my big issue. Like,
such stupidity.
It's just blatantly – it's a blatant disregard for things.
Is this the only black mark on his record at any point?
And the guy says, I have a weed problem. Great. We got one of those guys. He's not playing this year. His name's Josh Gordon.
So because
we don't need a second.
What if he had a what if it wasn't weed? What if he had a different problem? Is it for you because it's weed and Josh Gordon and it's too close?
No. In general, if he's testing positive for a banned substance, like, I'm sorry. It's a red flag. And you know during this 3 or 4 month stretch that things are going to be – you're going to be tested. You're going to be scrutinized. You're going to be poked and prodded. Like Wilhelm said, you can't stay clean for that amount of time? Come on.
So let me – again, Tyrann Mathieu was kicked off of the LSU team when they were number one ranked in the country in 2012 for drug abuse, which was brilliantly documented in the ESPN Magazine article by Eli Saslow. His priorities were out of whack. He was branded as bad and an irresponsible seed. The Cardinals took him in the third round and became a stud. And we drafted Leon McFadden in that draft.
I'm not saying the guy won't be a good player. I can't take that risk. If you're building through the draft, do you really want to take a chance on a guy that high with your impact draft picks that, by the way, last year in the first round, you didn't hit on? Do you really need to take a chance on another guy? I need proven players.
He is a proven player.
That's great. A proven player with a bad track record.
All right, Gibbs. You wouldn't take him. I would take him.
Screw you, curb your enthusiasm, Gaddy.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. How many – and this is an honest question. What percentage do you think of the guys going in the first round of an NFL draft smoke weed or smoked weed in college?
Do we really want to get into this on this show?
80%.
80? What would you say, Gibbs?
I'm going to go a little bit less than that.
Okay,
I'm going to say 60.
70.
60. I'm gonna say it's at least 75.
70.
I think at least it could be 100.
And that's fine, but none of them got caught. None of them were dumb enough to do it before the combine.
You're right.
I agree. I'm saying this is his first red flag. This guy never had any problems in college. Nothing ever failed test college. Never got in trouble at Nebraska. Is it a red flag? Of course it is. It's a huge red flag. But at what point? Now the question is, does he fit in with play like a Brown? Now Mike Pence said you can't have all choir boys on your team. You've got.
I agree, and I have no problem with that.
So to me, this is a free pick. And in essence, if you get a guy that would have been if nothing happened, he would have been a top 10 pick at the absolute worst. I would take a shot on him. That's me. It's our second first rounder. What do we need more than anything on this team right now? A dominant edge rusher. If he could be there for me at 19, I'm pulling the trigger.
Well, you would think also, too, as we get ready to take some calls, that if he has a weed problem, maybe he's a snacker, but he still can't put on weight, and that's the knock against him.
Maybe he's a healthy snacker. He's got healthy.
He's eating bags of almonds or something.
I understand, for the record, let me just say, I totally understand the reasons why you would not draft him, and why if you're the Browns. Just like, it's the same thing with Dorial Green-Beckham. Dorial Green-Beckham, without his back story, is the number one receiver in this draft and is a for sure top five pick. I mean, scouts that I've talked to have said he is nothing like, the comparison is a guy like Calvin Johnson in terms of size, speed, just freak ability. We'll see. A lot of people do not want it. They do not want it. Now, in all fairness, somebody says Honey Badger was clean for a year during suspension, transparent almost to a fault about his LSU days. Randy Gregory, by the way, had talked to all 29 teams that he met with about marijuana, said it was something that had been in his past and something that he did do while at Nebraska. My bigger issue with Randy Gregory, other than weed, is the fact that he's still small. Yeah. So he's a little bit like Barkevious Mingo. But if he can be a pure pass rusher, a speed guy off the edge, I'm willing to take that shot. We'll see. We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
All right, the people are going to be calling up about this. I like that. We'll also talk real quick. How about the Cavs last night?
Ballers.
It was like a video game.
Number two seed in the West.
Kevin Love apparently got whatever LeBron got in his two-week vacation. Kevin Love got some of that because he looked more athletic last night than he's looked all season.
And I think it's just that, you know what it is? And I heard a LeBron interview, and it was those great players all sharing the basketball. You know, just share.
Share the basketball.
LeBron doesn't want to have to score 30 if he doesn't have to. He'd love to score 22 and play 36 minutes every night. Just make sure that every other four guys in the starting five also score in double digits and shoot above 50%.
Oh, we're nasty. All right. When we come back, we'll get on the phone lines 216-578-0850. People are fired up about this. I like it. Got a question. Should we draft him because he smoked weed and dropped? I think you stick to your board. What if on your board he was the fifth-ranked player in the draft?
Stick to your board.
Do you stick to your board then?
Nah, you can't.
You can't.
Because his name is now in a different color code on the board. He may still be at number five, but he was in bold black at number five, and now he's like in red.
He's a red flag.
He's a red flag five.
It's just interesting. I don't think he's gonna be. And I'm being told he tested positive twice while at Nebraska, so maybe that's too much. Maybe that's three strikes. I don't know. It's curious. It's fun. It's a fun thing to talk about. It's the offseason. Let's talk about it. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.